You know, for such a quiet intern, you really are quite fun to be around when you've had a few. Bless you. Are you sure you really don't want a drink? You've already come out of your shell so much from lemonade alone. Don't feel forced, though. I'm not trying to apply peer pressure. How naughty of me. You everything in a some still. It's getting pretty late. Not to mention I think the show for tonight's over. Especially after a little outfit outburst from the manager. Yup. Stressful, definitely do that to you. Hey, how come you never get brain or stressed out of work, huh? Do you like at the gym to get some of that energy out? Or massages or something? Nothing. Yeah, whatever. I'll believe it when I see it.
Come on, honey. You can't be into nothing. Music, video game. Everyone does something to help them de-stress. You ever met someone that doesn't do anything? They are the most boring person imaginable. And you, mister, after tonight, have proved there's much more to you than meets the eye. Gotta be careful around us. We can see right through ya. I mean, that story of yours accidentally shoplifting had me in a fit of laughter.
Oh, come on. How long have you been a beloved intern for? You're not comfortable opening up to us, huh? Shame on us, really, if you feel that way. You've been nothing but a blessing to your lives, you know? Should tell you about the last one we had. Thankfully, our office space intern's fairly, but a lot of people just apply for internships without actually wanting a full-time job in the end. Strange, huh? Our ex-intern ended up trashing the manager's office, so... well... we thought there might be criminal charges pressed, but... shocked quite a lot of us when they said no to making a report. Not to mention... manager paid out his own pocket for the repairs himself. Between us three... still to this day, we don't know what the full story is, but I'm gonna go out on a limb and say the manager did something very naughty. If you get my drift, that intern probably had all the right trashing the place. Imagine having dirt on your own boss. You wouldn't do that to us now, would you? Oh, little dumpling.
What do you say we all head home now? Just need to make sure I've got everything.
Everything alright?
Oh, I don't believe it. I think I lost my keys. Let me head to my desk one moment.
Bless her. Some of it doesn't surprise me. Oh. I'd offer to have her back in my place to sleep, but... the roomie probably wouldn't appreciate it too much, you know? It's getting real late. Well, what about you then? You got a real mate. Our beloved intern here has just divulged that they live alone.
Oh, is it true, mister? Well, not to impose myself on you, but... Well, can I stay the night? I don't have my wallet either to pay for a dang hotel room. You said you're willing to drive me home, but you live closer to the office, don't you? Less hassle for you. You just have to take her home and then we are donezo. I can sleep on the couch if the idea of sharing a bed makes you uncomfortable.
Oh my. Inviting yourself over and in his bed no less. Aren't you a brave one?
Humble back. way below your guesstimate for the hiring price. You don't mind if I take my makeup off, right? Or else I'll get it on your pillowcases. There's nothing like waking up to your mascara stains the next day.
So you miraculously lose your keys and your wallet. But not your makeup wipes, eh? Some of it sounds about right. Oh, beloved intern. Don't just stand on the edge of the bed awkwardly. Aren't you tired? It's so late. Come on between us, won't you? You and me. My personal radiator for the night. Hope you don't mind ice cold fiend pressed up against your legs.
Others just struggle on certain days, and other times they're out like a light.
and do their own laundry. Just having someone constantly there that never goes out. They work from home and don't do much socializing, which is kind of a shame. I think I've had the apartment to myself, 3 times since they moved in. I know. The irony of renting out your extra room and being annoyed at someone is here all the time as well. Kinda silly. But I've always been interested in buying an apartment for myself instead of renting. Not to mention how annoying my landlord is to deal with. So condescending over the phone. But get this, in person, he crumbles before me. And then he always wonders if I want a face-to-face meeting with him when I have to bring something up.
Not I.
cautious, has not landed you. So why don't I attempt to give you a quick shoulder up, huh? Let's hope you don't have a thing for office ladies. But this will be very interesting, don't you think?
Sensational.